This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Announced with considerable fanfare not quite 3 months ago, the Sonoma County Energy Independence Program was designed to provide a painless way for property owners to pay for installing solar systems and other energy efficiency measures. As John Haig, the county's energy manager, explains, it revolves around a pool of funds, not tax money, that can be used to pay for the improvements up front and are repaid through correspondingly higher individual property tax assessments.
County has a fund. We've started it with over $100 million in resources. That money is advanced to individuals or businesses who are making permanent improvements to their property for energy efficiency or clean generation. That money is provided at the end of the job, paying the job off once the job is finaled. The money that is advanced is paid back through property tax assessments over the course of time that the individual chooses, typically 10 or 20 years. But it doesn't require any capital for the individual up front. And theoretically, your savings in your utility bills over the course of time should provide you sufficient funding to pay your assessment.
Sonoma County is the first county in California to implement such a program, which was enabled by a change in state law earlier this year. County Assessor Rod Dole, whose office administers the program, says it has two significant public benefits.
The first is that we're really going to reduce the greenhouse gases for Sonoma County. But the better part is this is a job stimulus package. We're going to put, right now, $7.5 million into the economy and give jobs to people who improve the energy efficiency on homes and commercial property, put solar panels on top of the house. We're creating jobs.
Some of that is already happening. As part of that $7.5 million in applications submitted so far, 8 to 10 projects have already been completed, says John Haig, with considerably more in the pipeline.
We have several hundred applications thus far, but we're hoping for a stronger response from the business community, more commercial jobs, which typically are larger in value. We really want to get to the $20 to $25 million contract level because that's where the program pays for itself, stands up easily, and there are no problems in terms of cash flows.
But for the companies who are doing the installations, the new county program has been a mixed blessing. John Perry, owner of SolarWorks in Sebastopol, has hired five new people already to handle the increase in the work they've seen. But he says the financial mechanisms built into the program may be good for the property owners, but they're creating problems for the businesses doing the installations.
The county requires a signed-off permit before they'll pay the homeowner. Well, in order to get a signed-off permit, you've got to do the job, and when the job is done, the contractor needs to be paid. So for those who already have access to a line of credit or some way of paying for it, then there's no problem. They'll just pay for it and they'll get reimbursed and put it onto their taxes eventually. But for those who can't, it leaves us in an awkward position. It's a big, big problem, and bigger corporations will move in and push the little guys out of business because they're not going to be able to carry that kind of cost.
The county is now working with contractors to cut down the funding delays, initially by making payments directly to the businesses. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.